today's contestants. A financial regulator from Sherman Oaks, California, Jonathan Lee. A wine tasting room host from Sonoma, California, Ariel Sala. And our returning champion, an educator from Big Bear Lake, California, Brian Adams, whose one day cash winnings total $17,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, John and David. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be with you at the start of what we hope will be another exciting week of Jeopardy! Programming. And I'm also excited to welcome our newcomers, Ariel and Jonathan. And Brian, good to see you again. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy! Round, which today has these categories in play. We are the champions. Yes, indeed. Followed by, it's hyphenated, bones. We'll be in a quiet place for a while. Then historic lasts. And finally, words that are incomprehensible. Each correct response made up of letters in the word comprehensible. Brian, start.
It's hyphenated for four.
This term can refer to a cheap saloon, the type of music played there, or the women in a Rolling Stones song. And that would be honky-tonk.
Okay.
Back to you, Brian.
All right, let's try hyphenated 600, please.
Long cycle times and mold can be issues with this type of washing machine, as opposed to the kind where clothes go in the top. Brian.
What is front loading?
Yes.
800.
This newer hyphenated verb refers to the viewing and mocking of bad TV for entertainment. Jonathan.
What is hate watching?
That's right.
It's hyphenated for 1,000.
2FA is short for this type of online authentication. Jonathan.
What is two-factor authentication?
Yes.
Words that are incomprehensible for 1,000.
To look like or be similar to. Ariel.
What is resemble?
Yes.
Words incomprehensible, 800.
Term applicable to both a tirade and a speech based on scripture delivered by clergy. Brian.
What is sermon?
Sermon, that works.
Incomprehensible, 600, please.
A fire's smoldering remains. Brian.
What is embers?
Yes.
Incomprehensible, 4.
The ordinary form of written language, as opposed to verse. Jonathan.
What is prose?
Correct.
Comprehensible for 200.
To run off and wed. Ariel.
What is elope?
That's the word.
Bones for 400.
In humans, this bone is the thigh. In other animals, it's the hind leg. Brian?
What is the femur?
Femur, correct.
Bones for 600.
The hip bones, the ilium and the ischium, are part of this complex of bones that joins the legs and the trunk. Brian?
What is the pelvis?
Yes.
Bones for 8?
Though its name is shorter, this forearm bone is slightly longer than the radius. Jonathan.
What is the ulna?
Correct.
Bones for 1,000.
The maxilla is the fixed upper bone of this. Brian.
What is the jaw?
Yeah.
Bones for 2.
This set of curved bones attaches to the sternum. Ariel.
What are the collar bones?
No.
What are the ribs?
Oh, sorry, we're going to accept collar. We were going, of course, for the rib bones. Back to you, Ariel.
I'll take a quiet place, 400.
Fountains, this type of place in Britain, was founded in 1132 by 13 Benedictines, tired of the rowdy monks at St. Mary's in York. Brian.
What is a monastery?
Monastery or abbey, yes. And with that, you wind up at 4,400, and you've taken us to our first commercial break. Back in a moment. Jonathan Lee is the first player we introduced on the program today. Things have changed a great deal with regard to shopping in our society because of the pandemic. But before the pandemic, you were escorted out of an Apple store. Where did that occur?
This was in Tokyo. I was on vacation with my friend Sean.
What happened?
We were using the store for Wi-Fi, and the customer service there is very good. They kept on asking if I needed help. I kept on saying no. Eventually, I got a little snippy, but then they said, sir, we're closing.
Just because of you. See the influence you have. All right, Ariel Saland from Sonoma, California. You work, I understand, at the oldest winery in California. Now, which one would that be?
I do. It's called Buena Vista Winery in Sonoma.
I used to have a great collection of their wines, as a matter of fact, but that goes back about 30 years. What's the joy of working in a winery?
I get to talk about wine all day. I get to drink a fair amount of wine.
Thank you. That's the response I was looking for.
Not on the job.
All right. Let's go to our champion now, Brian Adams. You're looking fit today.
Thank you.
You've lost a lot of weight.
I have.
In recent years.
Yes, since January 6th, I've lost 80 pounds.
Holy smokes. How mainly?
The same old stuff they always tell you. Eat well, a little bit of exercise, Diet. Watch what your food intake is.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
All right, you're in command of the board, so make a selection for us.
All right. Let's go to Quiet Place for 1,000.
1 square inch of silence is a project for maintaining the quiet of the Ho Rainforest in this state's Olympic National Park. Ariel.
What is Washington?
That's the state.
Historic Glass 400.
In 1944, Jane York was Britain's last woman convicted under the act named for this activity of summoning spirits and demons. Brian.
What is witchcraft?
Yes.
Historic Glass 600?
Seen here in 1963 are the last residents of this San Francisco site as they leave for their next federal accommodations. Jonathan.
What is Alcatraz?
Yes.
We are the champions for 400.
In 2019, a team from River Ridge, Louisiana, won this sports championship in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Brian.
What is the Little League Championship?
Correct.
We are the champions for 8.
In a 2020 $20 million Champions for Charity golf match, Tiger Woods and this ex-NFL quarterback beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. And the ex-quarterback, Peyton Manning. Back to you, Brian.
Champions for 6.
In 2000, he was the last American to win the Wimbledon men's singles title. Ariel.
Who is Pete Sampras?
Yes.
Historic Glass 800.
After hearing the emperor's surrender message, Matome Ugaki led the last of these suicide attacks of World War II. Jonathan.
What is kamikaze?
Yes.
Historic Glass for 1,000.
In 1720, a ship owner evaded quarantine in this southern French port, and Europe got its last major bubonic plague outbreak. Brian.
What is Marseille?
Yes.
Historic Glass for 2.
Taken prisoner only briefly in 1979 after the Islamic Revolution, William Sullivan was the last United States ambassador to this country. Brian.
What is Iran?
Yes.
Quiet Place for 8.
The answer there, the Daily Double.
3,200.
All right, here's the clue. The phrase silent running originated with this type of vessel going quiet to avoid detection.
What is a submarine?
That's right. 5 clues left.
Quiet Place for 6.
Microsoft tests the noise of electronics in a room where you can hear your joints creak. It's measured at negative 20 of these units. Jonathan.
What are decibels?
Correct.
We are the champions for 1,000.
In the 17th century, the legendary Akashi Shigenosuke became the first wrestler awarded this title that goes to sumo grand champions. Jonathan.
What is Yokohama?
No. Ariel LeBron? What is Yokozuna? Zuna, Jonathan. Sorry about that.
We are the champions for 200.
Country House won this prestigious horse race in 2019 after maximum security was disqualified. Jonathan?
What is the Kentucky Derby?
Right.
It's hyphenated for 200.
In zoology, this hyphenated adjective refers to the body temperature of reptiles. Jonathan.
What is cold-blooded?
Yes, and now the last clue in a quiet place. The Valley one at Oregon State and the Abla one at Wichita State have special quiet zones. Shouldn't the whole place be one? Jonathan?
What is a library?
That's right. Yes, that takes you to 4,600. And that means that Ariel gets to go first in Double Jeopardy after this. Jonathan started to get things moving in a positive way in the latter stages of that first round. Perhaps that augurs well for Ariel. It's your turn now with these categories. Composers, airplane mode. Fill in the animal movie quotes for us, please. We'll deal with a 5-martini library. Oh, boy. Sounds like money to me. And on its western border, what's on the western border of each place we name for you? Start us, Ariel.
Animal movie quotes for 800.
West Side Story. The V's are going to have their way. The Jets are going to have their day. Ariel.
Who are the Sharks?
That's right.
Animal movie quotes, 1,200.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Them. Why did it have to be them? Brian.
What are snakes?
Yes.
Animal quotes, 2,000.
Fletch, can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a blank blank. Just hit a water buffalo. Brian.
Composers for 8.
The aria La Donna e Mobile is a highlight of Rigoletto, composed by this Italian. Ariel.
Who is Verdi?
Verdi is right.
A 5-martini library for 800.
Near the end of this Hemingway novel, Jake and Brett each have 3 martinis at a bar in Madrid. Jonathan.
What is A Farewell to Arms?
No. Ryan.
What is For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No.
Oh.
What is The Sun Also Rises? Ariel, back to you.
5-martini library for 1,200.
Answer there. First daily double in the
line. I'll wager 2,200.
22 it is. In a Kurt Vonnegut novel, Bonnie, a cocktail waitress at the Holiday Inn, calls martinis this, the book's title.
Holy water. What is holy water?
No, it's just like the cereal. Breakfast of Champions. Breakfast of Champions. Go.
Sounds like money to me, 800.
Physical currency. Philosophers refer to the practical or this value of an idea. Jonathan.
What is monetary?
No. Brian.
What is coin?
No. What is cash? Cash value. Ariel, back to you.
Airplane mode, 800.
First flown during the year in its name, this alphanumeric plane was intended to carry nuclear weapons to the USSR. Jonathan.
What is the B-52?
That's right.
On its western border for 2,000?
Northwest Territories. This other Canadian territory. Jonathan.
What is the Yukon?
Good.
On its western border for 1,600.
Sri Lanka and Sumatra. This body of water. Jonathan.
What is the Indian Ocean?
Yes.
On its western border, 1,200?
Germany. This country's provinces, Gelderland and Groningen. Brian.
What is the Netherlands?
That's correct.
Western border, 8?
Tunisia. This country that itself has a western neighbor in Morocco. Jonathan.
What is Algeria?
Yeah.
On its western border for 400.
Arizona. This nearly 1,400-mile long waterway. Ariel.
What is the Colorado River?
Right.
Animal movie quote, 1,600.
Splash. All my life I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a this. Jonathan.
What's a dolphin?
No. Brian?
What's a fish?
Fish, yes, she's a fish.
Animal movie quotes, 4.
Babe, that'll do, blank, that'll do. Brian?
What is pig?
Yeah.
Sounds like money to me, 16.
This expression for at a difficult or crucial time refers to the moment when all the gamblers have bet. What is when the chips are down? Back to you, Brian.
Let's jump to composers for 16.
This composer of The Barber of Seville was the son of working musicians, a horn player and a singer. Who is Rossini? Giacchino Rossini. Brian?
I'm a music teacher. 12 composers.
Robert Schumann praised this lullaby composer in a German periodical, creating a sensation. Brian?
Who is Brahms?
Yes.
Composers 2?
The third movement of his Suite Bergamasque is the famed Clair de Lune. Jonathan.
Who is Debussy?
Right.
Sounds like money to me for 2,000.
Nita Lowy chairs the House Committee on these public funds designated for a specific use. Jonathan.
What are ways and means?
Nope. What are appropriations? Back to you, Jonathan.
5 Martini Library for 1600.
A medium named Madame Arcati drinks one of the many dry martinis mixed in this Noel Coward play. Brian.
What is Blythe Spirit?
That's the play.
5 Martini for 2000?
An early literary reference to the martini is in this American's short story, Hostages to Momus. It didn't come with a twist. Jonathan.
Who is O. Henry?
Yes.
Airplane mode for 1200.
Answer. Daily Double.
4,000.
The 4,000 with less than a minute to go now. This World War I fighter plane from the Sopwith Company got its nickname from the hump-shaped gun housing in front of the cockpit.
What is the camel plane?
The Sopwith Camel, yes. You're right. Surprise yourself.
Airplane mode for 2,000.
From the French for wing, this movable surface near a wing's trailing edge controls banking and other maneuvers. Jonathan.
What is the rudder?
Nope. Brian.
What is it, Aerolion? Aerolion?
No. Aileron.
Aileron.
Back to Jonathan.
Airplane mode for 1600.
In what's called the first air cargo flight, in 1910, a Wright Brothers plane flew silk from this city to Columbus, Ohio. Jonathan.
What is Kitty Hawk?
No. Remember, the Wright brothers were based in Dayton, Ohio. All right, we have Ryan at 13,200, Jonathan 9,000, Ariel 2,800, and here comes Final Jeopardy. Ancient texts. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? We'll find out when we return.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... A jack-o'-lantern can be a pumpkin or one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We are dealing with ancient texts and this clue in our final today, players. Developed in the 18th century BC and named for a ruler, it aimed to settle all disputes and heal all injuries. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We start with you. You do not look particularly happy about this Final Jeopardy clue. Let's take a look at your response. You wrote down you weren't able to come up with a correct response or any, but you didn't lose anything, so you remain at 2,800. Let's go to your left now to Jonathan Lee. He took a while, but then he did write down something, and he wrote down the correct response. What is the code of Hammurabi? And that means he will add $600 only to that $9,000. Taking him up to 9,600. Now over to Brian Adams. What was your response? What is Hammurabi's code? We're accepting that, and that's taking you up to $18,200 and giving you now a two-day total of $35,401. Great way to start the week, isn't it, champ? All right, we'll see you again tomorrow. Please join us then, won't you, folks?
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
Prevagen. Your brain changes as you get older, but Prevagen helps your brain. In clinical trials, Prevagen improved short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? Only Eggland's Best. And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Slotomania makes every day fantastic. You never know what will today spin. Download Slotomania now, the number one free slot game, and find out what will today spin.
Early voting begins in Maryland. Tonight, why federal and state law enforcement are teaming up to help voters. And then, who's influencing your vote online?
There are individuals pulling the levers on all of this.
Seven on Your Side investigates. That's new at 11.